Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, April 7th, 2005, and 3, 2, 1. The Pope's discipleship message is causing people to think on the eve of his funeral. Iraq's minority president could be good news for religious freedom, and millions of Brazilian young people set to read the good news. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Ireland, where the death of Pope John Paul II is causing many people to return to the church. 87% of the population practices Catholicism. With the Pope's funeral tomorrow, many are thinking about their faith. Sean Mullen is the pastor of Dublin West Community Church, a church founded by Greater Europe Mission.
While there are areas that evangelicals and the Pope would have disagreed on, there is certainly that forum that allows us to ask the question, what does it mean to live as a follower of Jesus Christ? What does it mean to trust in him? So there are opportunities to, at times perhaps, to explain the differences that are there in our beliefs.
But Mullen believes there needs to be a mighty move of God in Ireland to see lives changed, and the country may be ready.
We're discussing these issues now in Ireland that we weren't free to do even a few years ago. And there is a spiritual hunger and a spiritual awareness now that wasn't around a few years ago.
Next, the FBI is helping in the investigation of the American missionaries killed last week in Guyana. Rich and Charlene Hicks served with Wycliffe Bible Translators and were close to completing the New Testament translation in the Wapishana language. Wycliffe President Bob Creason.
They've been invited down there to do language development work. Part of that is Bible translation as well. So that work will continue, and Lord willing, we'll see a body of materials developed there, including the New Testament.
The murders have upset the small community where the Hicks worked, touched many in the Wycliffe family, and also impacted us here at Mission Network News. Staff member Faith McGuire is a relative of the Hicks. While grieving the tragedy, Creason urges prayer for courage.
In this day and age, we're living in a time where missionary work is really not for the faint-hearted, probably never has been, but the areas where the remaining needs are, I believe that we're going to face more and more opposition.
You're listening to Mission Network News. With Saddam Hussein watching from his jail cell, the newly elected Nationalist Assembly named Jalil Talabani as their new interim president, a minority Kurd. Voice of the Martyrs USA, Todd Nettleton, says, with the deadline of August 15th to have the country's constitution written, the question is, how will it look?
As they are forming that constitution, I think it will be very important for us to watch and see, particularly on the area of religious freedom, of how the constitution will treat minority faith groups, including Christians.
Nettleton says evangelical Christians say the time is now to grow the church while the doors are open. He says Iraqis appear to be ready to listen.
There is a great openness to the gospel. I saw some video from one of our teams who was handing out Bibles on the street, and people were flocking to them. In times of war, in times of upheaval, people are asking questions of an eternal nature.
And Christians have those answers. Meanwhile, more children in Brazil will be able to read God's Word this year. Churches there have embraced the Book of Hope and last year delivered it to 12 million young people. But that's just the beginning. They're planning to reach another 12 million this year. Some 12,000 churches are helping. Book of Hope Brazil has also formed an internship program to help train more volunteers. You can help supply Books of Hope. Your gift of $100 can purchase 300. And finally, the Viva Network is gearing up for the 10th annual Worldwide Day of Prayer for Children at Risk. It's a time to ask God to bring change to the 1.2 billion children around the world who suffer. Many are street kids, AIDS orphans, child soldiers, sexually exploited, and hungry. They also need Christ as their Savior. Prayer booklets, DVDs, and other resources are available to help your church or small group participate in the June 4th event. Go to our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.